anybody actually send birthday greetings to people who are their Facebook friends?
Absolutely.
Oh, sure. You're looking on people's walls.
I just did two today.
But how many friends do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
A couple thousand.
And you send birthday wishes to everybody that pops up on the...
No.
I think I must have a couple thousand, too, and I see 10 names that come up as birthday schedules
as part of
the Facebook...
Today I have six people who have birthdays, and of those six, three of them are, you know, good friends of mine, so I go wish them.
Huh. All right, so David Bernstein has birthday today. Happy birthday. I'd wish him a birthday.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yeah. Other than that, happy birthday collectively to everybody
everyone
whose birthday is today. All right, so let's get at the next hour of the Good Day program. Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the air. Jennifer not here today for technical reasons, and Roberta as well. I think those should be around tomorrow. I'm working at a disadvantage. Richie says that I ought not to call this to your attention because everything sounds fine. I am, however, in a very strange place. I'm used to doing this program in a certain technical way, and that's my comfort zone. So when I get outside the comfort zone, it doesn't necessarily bother the quality of the program, but I think it bothers the quality of the program because I don't think...
It sounds different to you.
Yeah, it just sounds different to me.
But you sound great.
He says, I sound terrific.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. All right, so that's
good. Because of all of the phone lines and power outages, we've had to manipulate a few things, and so it's a little different, but nobody really notices except for the fact that Jen is not here.
Speaking of manipulation, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes announcing their divorce plans. That story at DougSteffen.com. Church of Scientology, Katie says, following... Church of Scientology. No, we're not following her. She's crazy.
If you look at TMZ, the headline 1 hour says, Katie Holmes says Scientology is following her.
Hmm.
Then the next hour, the headline is, Scientology says not following Katie Holmes.
Yeah. All right. Much ado about nothing. The story from New York City, a tenant in an apartment building says he's had it with his noisy neighbor and posted an online petition to get the landlord to kick him out. So far, he's gotten people as far away as India to sign his petition. But so far, the landlord hasn't done anything, and the noisy neighbor keeps playing his loud music. I'd like to live in a circumstance like that. I did, actually. When I bought the house that I had in Venice, it was right on Muscle Beach. And I loved the house. Was the neatest place, just a really neat, neat place.
That's a cool area.
Oh, it's a wonderful area. The problem is Muscle Beach. At 7 o'clock at night, I want to go to bed because I have to get up at 1 o'clock to do the radio program when I'm in Los Angeles.
And your neighbors differed with you?
Well, the neighbors not only were noisy, the street access down at Muscle Beach was noisy, but they were always on pot. And their kitchen was right outside my bedroom.
Right.
So I couldn't escape I didn't like the smell, and I certainly didn't like the noise. And my son did. I didn't. I think I actually did once to one of the guys. It wasn't a very pleasant conversation. So Brendan tried to blend with him a bit until he figured out that they were jerkle burgers as well. So I spent I owned that house for about a year and 4 or 5 months. I spent 3 nights there. That was it.
Wow.
And that was because you just, you know, in that circumstance, you think about what it's like. We've been talking earlier. If you weren't around, you can listen to hour number one or hour number two online at DougSteffen.com today of the Good Day conversation. One of the things we've been talking about is the effect of the weather or natural disasters or whatever it is, how it changes, how it disrupts, how it messes up our lives. And we're so spoiled because we have this routine. We're so used to everything. You plug something in, it works. Turn something on, it works. You go to some room or some place, and it's the way it's supposed to be. So it isn't, and therefore it kind of dishevels you.
I will tell you
that's sort of the way I feel talking this morning. But, I mean, when you get right down to the way this stuff works, in terms of people and their routines, you disrupt them, and we're like...
We freak out.
The cows. The cows want to be fed the same way and the same time every day.
On Saturday, I had no power, no home phone, which I don't use my home phone anyway, so no internet. So then I was like, well, let me see my cell phone here and see how it works. So I had no internet on my cell phone, and I have AT&T and iPhone.
Yeah.
I could not make calls. I could not get incoming calls. But I could send a few texts and receive a few texts. So all day Saturday, that was pretty much my thing. It's like, okay, I could text somebody, I could text back. That was my only interaction with my world.
Did you feel like you were back, like, high school age or something?
It was weird,
texting
man.
Nonstop.
It was just weird. So then I had some things I had to run around and do, and, you know, and, okay, traffic lights are out, and power's out, and all this other stuff. And then slowly but surely, it came back, and yesterday I had full use of my iPhone again, so I could kind of see what the world was doing. But, yeah, it's just weird. And, Heather, I told Doug earlier, when you're hot and you just, you don't. I think air conditioning has made us fat. That's what's made us an obese country.
Oh, sure. When you're comfortable. Yeah.
And you're hot and everything. It's just like, man, just give me a piece of fruit. Give me a salad. So I ate so great, and I didn't eat much over the last couple of days. But, yeah, modern conveniences.
New weight loss plan. There you go. Got the sweat box going on. Right. No appetite.
That's it. The sweat box is going on. Speaking of an appetite or a new kind of diet, let's spend some time talking to Pam Popper about the effects of heat on our bodies. She's a very disciplined and dedicated woman who's really hot when it just the way I said that. Who's
Pam? Are you listening to this?
I'm listening. I like it so far.
All right.
Yeah, well, keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Hold your horses for a minute there, madam. Dr. Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum in Columbus joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
If there were a Hall of Fame for big, it would include the Big Bang, big waves, Bigfoot, and of course, the big 4th of July appliance event at Sears. Starting now, Sears is the one place to save big on all 10 of the top 10 brands. Get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances and up to 15% off all other brands. This is big. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brands from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 6/29 through 7/7.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do. And you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
We're often in this portion of the program focused on things that are of health importance, the healthy nature of one's environment, and the heat is something that's very unhealthy for most people. Dr. Pam Popper is here from the Wellness Forum in Columbus, wellnessforum.com. She always has very important things based on her studied, learned approach to, and not everybody agrees. Has an interesting perspective on health and well-being, and that's why she's here, to give you something to think about. I guess you've been through the same thing, because this storm started in the Midwest and went through to where Richie is on the East Coast in the suburban Washington area, but all of that whole swath there, about 140 miles north and south of the line, had tremendous power and utility outages, and still do. In fact, Pam, what's your situation there in Ohio?
Well, I have power in my house, power at the office. 500,000 people, including everybody who works at the Wellness Farm, has no power. Phone service at the office is gone. It's gone in most places, and they're saying that it's not going to be resolved until Saturday. And we took a step backward last night because we had another storm come through here, and it was a little bit south of me. It didn't really affect us, but south of us, even people who had their power restored by Saturday or Sunday lost it again. So, by no fault of the electric company, they can honestly say they've made zero progress because any progress they made got undone last night in terms of the number of people affected.
All right, so let's talk about the influence that this sort of thing has on us in terms of our health and well-being. People who are normally in stressful situations...
Yeah. Well, there are several things that become an issue. One, and this is not only for people, but it's for animals, too. And sometimes some animals, like cats, are particularly susceptible to heat and humidity, and they fade pretty quickly. The vet clinics and hospitals are full of people who just said, my animal's not safe in this, 100-degree temperature with the air so muggy you can cut it with a knife. So they've taken their animals to the to veterinary offices that do have air conditioning or generators or whatever. So it's bad for animals, too. But for people, and particularly for people who have breathing problems or who are obese or have health issues, this heat is just devastating. I mean, there will be some people who die from the heat, and they've declared a state of emergency in Ohio, and one of the reasons they do that is so that they can bring in National Guard troops to start going through the neighborhoods and looking for people who need to be taken from their homes for safety reasons and brought to someplace cooler.
Pam, I mean, 100 years ago,
it's a real issue.
We didn't have these creature comforts like air conditioning and ceiling fans and all this stuff 100 years. What did people do? I mean, did they die? When something like this
You've always had problems related to heat, but the issue now, this is one of those situations where you thank your lucky stars if you're thin and healthy. I mean, and the reasons range from the ability to withstand the heat. I mean, the people that work at the Wellness Farm are uncomfortable, and this is really a pain in the rear, but there's no health risk to them as a result of it. Yesterday when I was cleaning up my yard, I mean, just some of these branches and stuff like this weigh an enormous, they're huge. And so I was just glad I'm fit and I can actually clean it up because there are people in my neighborhood that cannot physically go outside and clean up the mess in their yard, trying to find somebody to help you in this because every handyman in a 60-mile radius has work through the end of the year. I think the declining health and the rising obesity rates have exacerbated the problem. Now, there are definitely going to be some people in trouble no matter how thin they are or whatever. I mean, you're always going to have a frail elderly population that would be affected by this, but I think this is the age at which these people become sick and impaired goes down. I mean, we have 6-year-old asthmatics that are going to have trouble.
We've been talking all morning about how we think these creature comforts have helped to make us an obese society.
Yes, it has. The creature comforts contribute to it, but I live with all the creature comforts, and I'm not overweight, and the people that I work with.
Doug, it's
more of the eating. It's more of the eating and the lack of exercise and the lack of general fitness. You know, our chef is a good example. When he came to the Wellness Farm, he weighed 500 pounds, and if this whole thing had happened back in his 500-pound days when he could hardly breathe or move, he would be one of the affected population. But now, after losing 250-plus pounds and being in the gym and getting fit and everything else, he's uncomfortable. He doesn't like it. Who would? But he's not at risk of anything bad happening.
Wow.
And ladies and gentlemen, she's not the host of The Biggest Loser. That's Dr. Pat, although maybe this guy could have qualified for being on the show. Dr. Pam Papa runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. Lots of great ideas. You ought to check out their website. It's wellnessforum.com. Be smart about what you're doing in the heat. No question about that. 21 after on Good Day.
For For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The video of the day today at DougStephan.com.
Seven, sunrise gives me a glimpse of heaven.
Comes from Vicky, who posted it on our Facebook page. The Peterson Farm Brothers, with their version of I'm Sexy and I Know It, which they call I'm Farming and I Grow It. Crank it up, Richie.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
Uh-huh, I work outside.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
Uh-huh, I work outside.
When I step to the bunk,
yeah,
this is what I see.
Uh-huh,
all the hungry cattle are staring at me. I got passion for my plants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it. Show it.
I'm farming and I grow it.
This is really fun.
I'm farming and I grow it.
These are just like 320-something-year-old farm guys.
Yep. The face of farming in America.
When I'm in my tractor, I got more power than an arc reactor. And when I'm in the field, I try to raise crops to maximum yield. This is how I roll. Without me, the world be out of control. The hours I work, there is no equal. Gotta feed the mouths of hungry people.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
Now they're in the grocery store.
Gotta feed everybody.
Holding up all the products that they farm to make.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
Uh-huh, I work out.
And I step to the bunk.
Yeah.
This is what I see.
Uh-huh.
All the hungry cattle.
You should just put the posters on the Eastley Farm website and our Facebook page there, as well as Facebook.com/today. And just promote it on Twitter. I think that would be good. Twitter at Good Day Show. This is cool, Richie.
Wow, there's some big old tractors there.
Yeah, they're John Deere tractors. I don't get too excited about green tractors. I like the red ones. But because people know of my connection to agriculture, and a lot of people who listen to this program who choose to not only listen on the radio station, but along the way, there are now 4 or 5 different apps you can download at least to get the program. I'm finding more and more of that every day, Richie. And thus the complaints about, well, if it doesn't work, how come it doesn't work? I need my daily fix of the Doug Stephan gang. It's satisfying to have people people follow and kind of find what's going on, especially when there's a niche. And our niche, a lot of our niche are people involved in agriculture. And thus I call your attention to a movie that I saw over the weekend. You've heard me talking about Farmageddon for the last, I think Kristen Canty was first on. I first knew about it about a year ago. She produced a movie on farms, family farms in America, and what the government is doing to drive us out of business. And it is the most horrible yet most telling story. And I can tell you three or four different... what we ought to do is invite Kristen Canty Ritchie to come back again. But the stories are so troubling. Some of you think that I go over the top and I exaggerate. Believe me, I'm not exaggerating when it comes to this stuff. It is incredible. And every American who cares about food choice needs to see this movie. Somehow or other, I think you can download it. You can go to Farmageddon and just Google it. Find out where it's playing around you. I'm sure it'll be downloadable at some point in time. But this woman who felt very strongly...
You can get it on Netflix, too, actually.
Can you get it on Netflix? Can you? Really? She's a local person here. She comes to Eastleigh, my farm, and buys her milk. And that's how I first got to know her. She went around the country, got stories from various farmers in pretty much every corner of the country who have been, not abused isn't even the right word for it, outraged. People who are operating a little store selling things that they collect from various farms to folks are closed down by FDA operatives who come in with their guns drawn, the local sheriff. They come in, and their video shows this, of coming in with their guns drawn, pointing them at the people who are in the store. This is what America has come to. You need to look at the video of the day today, and you need to check out Farmageddon. That would be my advice. 28 after on Good Day.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. It's the worst.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Radio.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Heather Bachman, Doug Steffen, Jennifer hopefully will be back with us tomorrow, and I think we might be able to find Roberta, too. In the meantime, we're following the usual number. My ADD is in high gear. There are about 14 different things that are floating around in front of us. One of them was the story from New York. I wish that Roberta were here to talk about this guy.
What's this?
Well, he posted an online, the neighbor posted an online petition to get the landlord to kick the guy out who was making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So our poll today at DougSteffen.com, if you had this, I was telling a story about me in Venice when I had the same circumstance. Have you handled this sort of a problem when a neighbor is making too much noise late at night, can't sleep? What have you done? A, yell at them to shut up.
Shut up!
B, went over and asked him to keep it down. C, call the landlord. D, call the police. E, they made so much racket, I moved. F, I'm the noisy neighbor. Yeah. You're a noisy neighbor.
I've been the noisy neighbor.
I'm not surprised, you see. Our poll on Friday, by the way, how do you feel about cloning animals believed to be the last of their species? We had the story late last week about that big old tortoise.
Yeah.
Anybody know the difference between a turtle and a tortoise?
Thank you. One bigger.
Somebody actually emailed me over the weekend and said there's a difference between a tortoise and a turtle.
Let
me
I know there is. I remember that from studying botany, I think, in high school or biology, but I don't remember what it is. So somebody, you maybe find
I'll
it.
I'll find it here in a second. Give me a second.
Anyway, so here is the result of the poll. How do you deal with the species going away? Do you just let them go away or do you clone them? Let's see here. 41% said, not so sure we ought to mess with this. Those animals are going extinct for a reason. 24% of you said, what a terrible idea. Did you see Jurassic Park? 20% said, great idea. Don't we live in amazing times? And 14% of you who answered the poll question at DougStephan.com said, interesting, but I don't think we ought to do it for everything. But is there an exception? Would we do it for us, for example? For human beings?
Mm-hmm. Ah, it's kind of creepy to me.
Do it for bulldogs?
Yes.
If bulldogs are getting ready to go extinct and you have the last bulldog on the planet,
yes,
would you allow them to clone your bulldog?
Yes. We'll work on that, Richie. I think that's a great idea.
Would you do it for gophers and groundhogs?
No. No coyotes.
They serve a purpose.
Yeah, coyotes, then who gets to decide?
Me.
Yeah,
I get to decide.
What's most important?
I'm the king of Dudley World. All right, so here's something to get serious about. Because we can't take phone calls because the situation, the phones don't work. You can connect to us on Twitter and Facebook, however, and you can send us email, doug@dougstephan.com. Here's something to jaw about for a few minutes. This is from the Can You Believe This Actually Is Going On department. Judges in several states around the country this week are trying to answer a question because of last week's ruling of the Arizona, from the Supreme Court on the Arizona immigration policy. Something new has surfaced that I'm betting nobody has talked about.
What's that?
The question is, can an illegal immigrant legally practice law in the United States?
Huh.
Illegal immigrants brought to the country as children and who later graduated from law schools in many states, among them California, Florida, and New York State, are trying to gain entry to the bar so they can get jobs in this country as attorneys. Think about it.
But they're still not legal
citizens.
They're
not legal citizens. Here's a fellow who came into this country just in order to go to college, went to Chico State University and Cal Northern School of Law. He took the bar exam and passed. He was told he could not join the state bar because he was not here legally.
And does it state how old he was when he came?
He was 17 when he came to this country. Just in time to go to college.
So his parents came here, brought him, or he came
his
here.
His parents were illegal, and he was illegal because he wasn't born here.
Right, right, right.
So if that's the case, we've always made the line, if you're born here, you're a citizen. Not born here, not a citizen. But yet, who would have thought about things like this?
Right.
See, I think this is fascinating, although I think...
I wouldn't have thought of that. Yeah, that's
not
really interesting.
Be legal.
Question.
I wouldn't think it ought to be legal. I'm interested in your thoughts. It's twitter.com at Good Day Show, and Jennifer's going to, Heather's going to post this. And then there's Facebook as well. This ought to be something that gets some traction on Facebook, don't you think? Isn't this a good question for us to ask
in general? It's definitely interesting, yeah.
For everybody, email to doug@dougstephan.com. Yeah, Richie.
I mean, you know, there's a line that can be drawn. Okay, should we allow people that are, you know, can really help society and our economy, who have good jobs? I don't know if we can make a case.
Well, we've done this over the years. Here's the
Let's say you have a nuclear physicist who's an illegal citizen.
We've had all those people.
Aren't you going to fast track that guy?
We have a lot of people that came here who are great technically.
Right.
Who helped to develop and now help to service the system.
Sure.
How have they come here? They've come by applying for green cards.
You want the best and the brightest.
We had a lot of people coming after the Patriot Act was passed. We had people coming to this country who were great students and who wanted to stay, but the foolish rendition of the Patriot Act and the requirement that has changed the ability of these people to stay, we sent a lot of them away. And I think that's one of the reasons that we've fallen behind in lots of different areas of technology, because we don't let these people stay who can do the job. And so, is that another example of what we ought to be thinking about? Illegals here for that. But they get green cards, and that's been going on for a long time.
Sure.
We've just made it more difficult now to get green cards. But I think the specifics of illegal immigrants...
And more expensive.
...practicing law is something about that that just doesn't... What's the subtext to this? 800-510-8255. Here's another fellow, Jose Manuel Gonzalez, who came to the U.S. illegally with his parents when he was 9, went to Florida State College of Law on a scholarship, graduated in May of last year, passed the Florida bar exam. Former Bar Association presidents argue that the resilience exhibited by people in this fellow's position makes them more than qualified to practice law. So some lawyers are saying yes, some lawyers are saying no. I'm just interested in your point of view as an average citizen.
Is it a question, though, of practicing law or being a part of the bar for specific states?
Well, you have to pass the bar in order to practice law. Yeah, they are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me throw this one at you.
Yeah.
And you'll remember you and I discussed this story a few years back. You know, I'm from Maryland, now live in Virginia, just across the river. And I always wanted to move back to Maryland. And then all of a sudden things started changing in Maryland, make it so that I didn't really want to go back as badly as I wanted to before.
Yeah.
One of the main things that that they tried to do in Montgomery County, where I'm from, that just said, I can't even come close to handling this, is the sheriff there was going to hire legal non-citizens to be deputies.
Yeah.
So, okay, they're in the country legally, but they are not citizens of the United States yet. So, can you imagine yourself being pulled over and arrested
by
a non-citizen? And that's when I said, I can't go there. I would be out of my mind.
The opponents of this, a lot of people in Congress, for example, say it would further encourage people who enter the country illegally. Senator Marco Rubio called for a different version of the DREAM Act, which would allow some of the illegals to stay in the country without the possibility of full legal residency. Here's a story of a fellow named Cesar Vargas, whose family illegally came in from Mexico. He was 5. He went to the City University of New York, passed the New York bar exam last November. He has not been accepted to the state bar. I can look at stories here from Texas, Arizona, Connecticut, all the same sort of thing. So what say you about this? 800-510-8255. Illegal immigrants are going to law school, and many of them, I'm looking at the first correspondence here from a fellow named Walt. He uses some profanity that I can't use. Go to college. You got to expect he's getting federal money. And Americans are being denied help while the illegals get in. And he uses another expletive. This is something when you think about it.
How are they paying for the school?
Right. 800-510-8255.
And then if they become lawyers, will they work to change immigration laws?
Right. There you go, Richie. So did I just give the phone number?
You did just give it. Here's the number you cannot call us at today.
No, 1-800-510-8255. But Twitter, Heather's posted Facebook. This at Twitter and Facebook and Doug at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, and by the way, the same thing is being asked about doctors. Any profession where these people have come in and gone to school. And I'm guessing it's on our dime now that that first person responding suggested that. I wasn't even thinking about that angle. On our dime. And they grow, you know, if they're good, contributing to society, that's swell.
You might have the next Steve Jobs in there somewhere.
I want them to be legal.
You could have the next Charles Manson.
Yeah, right. You remember the stats I went through last week from the L.A. Times about how many of the murderers in Los Angeles or L.A. County and Orange County are illegals, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's think about doctor-tested, doctor-recommended longevity products, the anti-aging products. This is something that is so easy, so simple, so direct. And the question basically comes around to your goal for health. Do you want to authentically be healthy as you go into the baby boomer years? Why, even at that age, don't you want to be authentically healthy? That means really, truly healthy. There are 900 diseases commonly known to the medical profession. There are 90 essential nutrients that come in the Healthy Start Pack, 90 essential nutrients for life that you can take every single day, and some products that have been put together by a team of researchers that know exactly how this works. So my suggestion to you would be to call 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. Or better yet, go to DougStephanTeam.com. And if you forget the team part, go to DougStephan.com. You'll see the logo for the Doug Stephan Good Day team, inviting you to get the 90 essential nutrients your body needs every day. There are other Doug Stephan team health products that you can find out about. It's a neat concept, a great idea, and there are also other potentials there for you to make some money in this as well. So first, get started by convincing yourself by taking this stuff that it really does what the core product promises to do. 90 essential nutrients that you need to stay healthy. You can get them at DougStephanTeam.com, or if it's easier, call toll-free 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326 for health. Call that number now.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. But there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices, now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy, come all.
Select styles only, store only, belts, and sale per week.
Good Day program brought to you in part this week by Old Navy. This summer you can RSVP to everything. Come fun, come all. We're discussing the qualified illegal immigrants that are trying to get the right to practice law. Your first comment
Christine
is...
Christine Calloway commented on Facebook. She said, I don't believe anyone who is breaking the law should be allowed to practice it.
Wow, that's pretty profound. Yeah, that's good.
Hit me with that again.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. I don't believe that anyone whom is breaking the law should be allowed to practice it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, here's Martha who says, I came from extremely poor beginnings. I worked 6 days a week, several hours more a day than I needed to. I was 10 years old. I'm now retired, never unemployed for a day in my life. I paid my own way through school, Boston University, not an inexpensive school. This man could only be an asset to our country. I think she's talking about the first guy that I mentioned because this is an earlier on. So this woman is not doesn't. She thinks that people that come here that can contribute ought to stay. Okay. Let's see. Margaret says, if I steal enough new cars, should I be allowed to open a legal dealership?
That's funny.
That is pretty funny. All right. Thank you. Good food for thought stuff. That's what we're about here. Doug's Good Day, having fun with the issues at 51 past the hour.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Today only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
You can figure by listening to this where it came in. Making It by David Naughton from the movie Meatballs.
Meatballs!
Which was the number one movie during this week in 1979. Meatballs. I love this kind of stuff. It's just funny, funny, funny stuff. Chuck, do you remember this movie?
Oh, there you go.
All right, let's try this. Richie, why do you always do this? It's like you don't like Chuck. Chuck, I don't think Rich likes you.
I don't want him to cough into your ear while you're
doing
your
setup. I don't mind
him.
I like his cough. Chuck has got a great cough.
I remember. I was, it was Bill Murray's first film. It was a Canadian film that scored at the box office and made Bill Murray a name in movies.
Yeah, and it really wasn't an expensive movie. It's one of those
low-budget
movies.
It was sort of a very low-budget. It had some charm. The kid's name was Chris Makepeace. Who was a kid in the film? He was good. He was actually quite good.
And what went on?
Not a great movie, but.
So what happened to Makepeace? Is this his only claim to fame? I don't recognize that name.
I think he made a movie called My Bodyguard with Matt Dillon a few years later.
Oh.
Remember that?
Before Ghostbusters.
It was.
I'm looking at. Sure enough, it sure was.
Huh.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Bill Murray, I want to tell you a story. Over the weekend on Saturday night, this new movie, Moonrise Kingdom,
opened. Supposed to be good.
Wes Anderson's new film. And it opened at the community theater where I'm associated with. And about 2 months ago, we did an event where actor Paul Dano came to the theater. He was a co-star of There Will Be Blood. And I met this guy in the audience, And he told me that his kid had a very small part in this movie, and if there was any way we could do a Q&A when it opened. And I said, yeah, give me a business card. So to make a long story short, we arranged to have the four lead kids in the movie come to the theater, and the lead actor, his name's Jared Gilman, who's actually the star of the film. Bruce Willis and Bill Murray are in this movie. So the four kids came to the theater. The three of them live in New Jersey. One lives in my town of Strasburg. And the movie opened. We had about 175 people, and the kids did a question and answer after the movie for about an hour and signed posters. And it was a great time.
I got to do more of this. There ought to be more of it around. Every town has these old theaters that have been closed down that would be great to open up and use for things like this. Very cool idea. All right,
yeah,
so
that is the fun. That is the difference between a multiplex. When I do revival movies, I told the audience last time, I said the difference between a multiplex and a theater, you know, we're doing a small community theater, is a multiplex has about $3 million in assets. Our theater has not even close to $3 million, but it has a personality and a soul. That's the difference.
Like the old Fox theaters that are around the country. What great personalities they have. All right, so Chuck is going to bring us some movie news in a moment. Mostly the rundown of the box office totals for the weekend, and maybe a surprise or two in there. Stay tuned. Chuck Curry is our movie man here on Good Day.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
All right, so Chucker, what did we do over the weekend in the box office department?
Actually, Doug, it was a pretty solid weekend at the box office. As I predicted the other day, you know, I thought if there was one R-rated comedy that was going to break through at the box office, it would be Ted, and it did. Right. $54 million in business. Wow. There's no doubt, Doug, that Mark Wahlberg is a major power in the business. That's a big opening weekend.
I think he's very likable, too.
A friend of mine, Sean Whalen, who's an actor in Hollywood, been in a bunch of big movies, says, based on Ted and Magic Mike being such big hits this weekend, do you think the studios will get it and bring more original scripts to the big screens?
They'll do whatever it takes to make money. They don't really care if it's original or a retread.
Right, exactly.
Number two is Magic Mike with Chatham Tate, $39 million in business. This film cost only $7 million to produce. Brave placed third. Medea's...
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.